In this bulletin, three Australians detained in Iran, fire conditions in Queensland and New South Wales are easing, and support continues for a Tamil family. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Lal. Two British Australian women and an Australian man have been detained in Iran. One of the women is an academic who studied at Cambridge University and was a lecturer in Australia. Her alleged offence is not yet known. The other woman is believed to be a blogger who was travelling through Asia with her Australian boyfriend. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is providing consular assistance to the families of the detainees. The department is urging Australians travelling to or through Iran to reconsider their needs to travel. Fire conditions in Queensland and New South Wales are easing, but authorities are warning residents to remain vigilant. Crews gained the upper hand overnight on the fire at Perigean on the Sunshine Coast with the warning downgraded to a watch and act. Hundreds of people fled to evacuation centres at the height of the emergency. Acting Perigean Mayor Tim Dwyer says displaced residents are not able to return home just yet.
We certainly hope that the way it's progressed in the last 12 hours, we continue to see that same progress today. And we are hoping that we can get news later today that those displaced residents are able to get back to home as well.
Perigean resident Valeria Ramirez evacuated her home Monday and returned on Tuesday. She's told SBS Russian the community remains unsettled.
The situation is pretty dire. There's a lot of, you know, charred, burnt bushland around us. A lot of homes have been affected. There's still a lot of people that are displaced and haven't been able to return to their homes because of the damage and uncertainty. I worry about the wildlife that was affected by the fire as well.
Better weather has also helped firefighters battling two major bushfires in northern New South Wales. The fires at Bees Nest and Drake have been downgraded to an advice warning level. Liberal MP Gladys Liu says she'll conduct an audit of her membership of Chinese community groups as she faces pressure over alleged connections to Chinese government-linked groups. Ms. Liu has issued a statement to clarify her comments in a Sky News interview, during which she refused to criticise Chinese activity in the South China Sea as unlawful. In doing so, Ms. Liu confirmed her past ties to an organisation linked to China's foreign influence operations after previously saying she couldn't recall the group. A former Liberal Party leader is urging the coalition to give its MPs a conscience vote on declaring Australia in a state of climate emergency. John Hewson, who led the Liberal Party from 1990 to 1994, added his voice to the push from Greens and Independent MPs today. He says climate change is the greatest economic, political and moral challenge of the century.
I'd like to see every Member of Parliament, House and Senate, come out and to declare their stance on climate so that they're accountable to their constituents, they're accountable to their children and their grandchildren, they're accountable to future generations. They're accountable to the nation for the stance they've taken.
Nearly 3 million Australians live in areas where their local councils have declared climate emergencies and pledged greater action to combat climate change. Countries including Britain, France and Canada have also made the call. Supporters of a Tamil family facing deportation have delivered a petition to Parliament House in Canberra today to try and keep them in Australia. More than 250,000 signatures were collected for the petition as the family waits at the Christmas Island Detention Centre before a final court hearing. Angela Fredericks says Prime Minister Scott Morrison needs to intervene.
We've travelled to deliver this petition to Scott Morrison to ask him, as we have asked right from the start, to let our friends come home to Billawilla, where they are wanted, where they are needed, where they are loved, and where they contribute to our society.
A bronze statue of AFLW player Taylor Harris's famous airborne kick has been unveiled in Melbourne. A photo of the kick went viral earlier this year after it attracted a barrage of sexist comments. The backlash sparked an even greater defence of Harris and women in sport overall. Harris says she's humbled by the 3.3-metre statue, which was unveiled at Federation Square but does not yet have a permanent home. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny in 25. Adelaide, sunny in 20. Melbourne, few showers expected with 19 degrees. Hobart, morning showers and winds easing, 17. Canberra, early frost and partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, mostly sunny and 25. Newcastle, sunny, 25. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, winds easing, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. And that's the latest from the SBS News.